The U.S. economy continues to hemorrhage jobs at a staggering pace. The Labor Department said today that the number of people filing new jobless claims hit 4.4 million last week, bringing the total over the last 5 weeks to 26 million Americans. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, when you put the numbers another way, that means approximately 16% of the American workforce is now unemployed, unheard of levels since the Great Depression.
Right. We've far surpassed 2009, the recession, which was 10%. These are not official rates. The official unemployment rate for America is 4.4%, but that's because we haven't measured anything past the middle of March when the stay-at-home stuff started going to effect. So when you look at the jobless claims, where you get that 16% number, if you add up all of this year, unemployment claims so far through the middle of April are almost 29 million people. Now, just to give you some perspective, in 1982, the entire year, that was a bad year, it was a recession, was 30.4 million people filed for unemployment claims. 2009 was the second worst, the recession, 29.8. We're going to overtake both of those numbers within a week. So by the end of April, we will have beat everything until the recession. This is, it's just, there's no historical comparison to this. It's these numbers are at a scale we're just not used to seeing.
When you look at who has lost jobs, a Pew study found 52% of low-income families have someone who've lost a job, compared with just 32% of higher-income families. Why are some workers struggling more, and do you think layoffs will start to happen more equally the longer this drags on?
No, unfortunately, the difference between now and the last recession is that this is disproportionately hitting people who, I mean, look, recessions always hurt people who are the worst off, the lowest wage earners, the ones who are not on contracts, the ones who can easily be laid off. The distinction between now and the last recession is more women, because of the types of work that is stopped, more women are being laid off. Obviously, the hospitality industry is very hard hit, and those are people who earn particularly low wages because in many cases they were augmented by tips. But believe it or not, hospitals are slashing staff. 43,000 health positions were slashed in March. That's the worst that we've seen in more than 30 years. Lots of other things. Keep in mind the things that aren't happening, right? Waste management, garbage collection, warehousing, education, scientific industries, a lot of technical things that aren't happening. So it's across the board, but it is disproportionately affecting low-wage earners.
And what kind of strain is this putting on state governments? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said yesterday that states should consider bankruptcy. Today, Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that's irresponsible. But all these unemployment claims has got to be putting a lot of pressure on the states.
Yes, and unlike the federal government, which can go into debt and print money, states can't do that. States can't go into debt. They can issue bonds for particular projects, if they're building a bridge or a dam or something like that, but they can't go into debt, nor can cities. So the only option for states and cities is to cut expenses. Now, cutting expenses means the things that you get, your garbage collection, police, ambulances, at a very time when we don't need that. But there's an estimate that states could be $500 billion in the hole over the next 2 years because of the extra costs and the lower revenues that they're getting because people aren't working.
That is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.